question was, when you're in B flat, is there an advantage to play it up the neck as opposed to down? I mean, it kind of depends on, really, if like, say, for instance, if you're playing, there's a way I've learned to play Sailor's Hornpipe, the first heard Bill Keith play on the Bill Monroe record of B flat. I noticed Bill didn't actually take a solo on that song in B flat. He let the fiddle player do it. But, New Camp Town Races is one that Frank Wakefield custom wrote for the mandolin in B flat. So that goes totally around playing out of this position. And really what you're doing is you got to, I mean, the way my brain thinks is that when I'm playing in that kind of key of B flat, I'm almost using my first finger like a capo on the second string to put me up on the B flat note from A to B flat. And it goes that way, and it's a fiddle thing that I learned too, that I learned to bar those two on the first and second string. So when you think of the New Camp Town Races, it relates to the G minor chord and then the C and F. So that's all sort of in this one position. Right into your first position. And the way Frank played the second part, even in G minor, which is the relative minor. So that's how that, you know, that first position, Frank wrote the whole thing in that position. Now, but you could also be doing it up here in a Monroe style, based on that chord position. So, I mean, that's kind of a cliff note version of how you would achieve that. But if you notice, if you do it like that, which is the same as same pitch, but a different little timbre when you switch notes like that. Any more question about hard keys? You're killing me up here. Yeah, but the Grateful Dead used a capo. Yes, sir.